My name's Barbara Bass, and I do, I think, owe my life to Lyme Regis, where I have a gorgeous flat with a view from Stonebarrow right round to Portland. And every time I see that view, I'm overwhelmed with good feelings. I absolutely love it. And in fact, I think I probably owe Sherborne Lane in Lyme Regis. It's very, very steep, and it goes from the River Lym up to the top of Broad Street. And 20 years ago, I would be able to walk up that and just feel a little bit puffed at the top. However, 5 years ago, my husband got to the top before me, and I usually have to wait for him. He had to wait for me, and three times I had to sit on a stone wall of somebody's garden to get my breath back. And when I reached him, we still had a hill to climb, and I said to him, I'm going to see my GP when we get home. And so I did. Soon after that, I got the X-ray results. And very nice consultant said to me, I'm afraid I've got some very shocking news. You've got not one incurable cancer, but two. Well, it was shocking, and my confidence was already quite low. And I picked up the free Lyme Regis newspaper. And there was a picture, or an article anyway, of how a film company had given Lyme Regis Council some compensatory money. And to their credit, Lyme Regis Council invited local charities to appeal for it. And Mary Kahn, bless her, appealed for Axminster and Lyme Regis Cancer Support Charity, and she won the bid, and as a result, those of us are able to use a beach hut once a month, and it is so therapeutic. I can remember once sitting there and writing a poem which began, basking in the beach hut I smile at dogs and passers-by. And I really do find it just so relaxing. I was lucky enough to have an idyllic childhood by the sea. And I don't know quite why when I see the sea in Lyme and I hear the throb of the waves. Maybe it just brings back childhood memories. I don't know, but it's a very deep-seated and reassuring need. The rhythm of the waves, the sound of the gulls. Okay, they steal your sandwiches, but they belong more than we do. It's just an integral part of me. Every muscle in my body relaxes. I just feel I've come home. So thank you, Mary, for thinking of renting a beach hut. And all the other many wonderful, wonderful activities that you do to make us positive and happy and look forward to things instead of brooding about ill health all the time. I've had excellent medical care in the end, but I am still with two incurable cancers. But Mary has dealt with the other side of cancer, the emotional side, which the NHS can't possibly cope with. So it's a wonderful charity.